Hello, this is Pastor Kevin, and we are going to be reading from 1 Samuel 15 today for our With the Bible series. Without further ado, let us pray together, and then I will read the passage for us. Lord, we thank you for another day where we can come together and read your word and learn about you. I pray, God, that as we continue to grow in our wisdom and maturity and spiritual maturity, I pray, Father, for you to be with us and for you to continue to help us, Lord, learn about you. We thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. So today's passage comes from 1 Samuel chapter 15. I'll be reading from the ESV version. So if you have that, you can turn with me now. Let's read together. And Samuel said to Saul, "The Lord sent me to anoint you king over his people, Israel. Now therefore listen to the words of the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I have noted what Amalek did to Israel in opposing them on the way when they came up out of Egypt. Now go and strike Amalek and devote to destruction all that they have. Do not spare them, but kill both man and woman, child and infant, ox and sheep, camel and donkey." So Saul summoned the people and numbered them in Telaim, 200,000 men on foot and 10,000 men of Judah. And Saul came to the city of Amalek and lay in wait in the valley. Then Saul said to the Kenites, Depart, go down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For you showed kindness to all the people of Israel when they came up out of Egypt. So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. And Saul defeated the Amalekites from Havilah as far as Shur, which is east of Egypt. And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive, and devoted to destruction all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep and of the oxen and of the fattened calves and the lambs and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them. All that was despised and worthless they devoted to destruction. The word of the Lord came to Samuel, "I regret that I have made Saul king, for he has turned back from following me and has not performed my commandments." And Samuel was angry, and he cried to the Lord all night. And Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning. And it was told Samuel, "Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set up a monument for himself, and turned and passed on and went down to Gilgal." And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said to him, "Blessed be you to the Lord, I have performed the commandment of the Lord." And Samuel said, "What then is this bleating of the sheep in my ears, and the lowing of the oxen that I hear?" Saul said, "They have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice to the Lord your God, and the rest we have devoted to destruction." Then Samuel said to Saul, "Stop, I will tell you what the Lord said to me this night." And he said to him, "Speak." And Samuel said, "Though you are little in your own eyes, are you not the head of the tribes of Israel? The Lord anointed you king over Israel, and the Lord sent you on a mission and said, 'Go, devote to destruction the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they are consumed.' Why then did you not obey the voice of the Lord? Why did you pounce on the spoil and do what was evil in the sight of the Lord?" And Saul said to Samuel, "I have obeyed the voice of the Lord. I have gone on the mission on which the Lord sent me. I have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and I have devoted the Amalekites to destruction. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the best of the things devoted to destruction, to sacrifice the Lord your God in Gilgal." And Samuel said, "Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of divination, and presumption is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king." Saul said to Samuel, "I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord in your words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Now, therefore, please pardon my sin and return with me that I may bow before the Lord." And Samuel said to Saul, "I will not return with you, for you have rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord has rejected you from being king over Israel." As Samuel turned to go away, Saul seized the skirt of his robe, and it tore. And Samuel said to him, "The Lord has torn the kingdom of Israel from you this day, and has given it to a neighbor of yours who is better than you. And also the glory of Israel will not lie or have regret, for he is not a man that he should have regret." Then he said, "I have sinned, yet honor me now before the elders of my people, before Israel, and return with me that I may bow before the Lord your God." So Samuel turned back after Saul, and Saul bowed before the Lord. Then Samuel said, "Bring here to me Agag, the king of the Amalekites." And Agag came to him cheerfully. Agag said, "Surely the bitterness of death is past." And Samuel said, "As your sword has made women childless, so shall your mother be childless among women." And Samuel hacked Agag to pieces before the Lord in Gilgal. Then Samuel went to Ramah, and Saul went to his house in Gibeah of Saul. And Samuel did not see Saul again until the day of his death. But Samuel grieved over Saul, and the Lord regretted that he had made Saul king over Israel. Amen, amen. It's a long passage today, but I think I wanted to point out a couple things. Look at verse 3. What was Saul's response? What was God's command in verse 3? If you guys read verse 3, it just says, "Go and strike Amalek. Devote to destruction all that they have. Do not spare them, but kill both man and woman, child and infant, oxen, sheep, camel, and donkey." There was a very specific way in which God wanted Saul to fight against the Amalekites. And when you look at verse 9, you realize that Saul's sin wasn't just disobedience. Let's look at verse 9 together. Verse 9 says, "But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep and of the oxen, of the fattened calves and the lambs and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them. All that was despised and worthless they devoted to destruction." All that was despised and worthless. That is a key point there. Basically, what they were doing was they kept all the good stuff for themselves and only destroyed the stuff that was useless or worthless. Saul's sin was not just disobedience. It was selfish disobedience. He wanted not just to make himself rich, but also to look better in front of the other Israelites. That's why at the end, even after he apologizes and asks for forgiveness from Samuel, he actually says, "Please go to the other Israelites and tell them that I didn't mess up." And he says, "I am sorry for fearing man instead of God." And this is very indicative of what Saul's sin was. He wasn't just disobeying. Like, that was not the only sin here. The true sin lies in the heart, right? He was a selfish disobedience that he wanted to make himself rich, make himself look better to all of his Israelite people there. So I think it's important to remember that when we do these types of sinful things, right, it's not really about the behavior, it's about your heart behind that behavior. Why are you doing the thing that you're doing? Why are you acting that way? Why are you saying those things? Why are you behaving a certain way? And I think a big part of it, big part of why God hates that kind of sin so much, is that it is in your heart. You can look and do all the right things, but sometimes if your heart is not in the right place, God hates it. It is disgusting to the Lord. So I think we need to always be searching our hearts and always be thinking about what our hearts are like. And I also want to point out one more thing. But when we look at verse 20, let's see what Saul says there in verse 20. "And Saul said to Samuel, 'I have obeyed the voice of the Lord. I have gone on the mission on which the Lord sent me. I have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and I have devoted the Amalekites to destruction. But the people took of the spoil sheep and oxen, the best of the things devoted to destruction, to sacrifice to the Lord your God in Gilgal.'" This is a very important part as well. Because when we worship God, because we want something from him, because we want to go to heaven, or because we feel scared of him, things like that, it's not right. Because if we are only worshiping God because we want something from him, we are committing the same sin as Saul is in this passage. Samuel rebukes Saul and us as well. He says to obey is better than sacrifice. It's not the worship that matters. It's not your going to church. It's not praying or reading the Bible that is important. It's not the sacrifice part of it that is important. It is the obedience part of it that is important. Because if we are sacrificing and worshiping because of a fear of what other people might think, well then, is that really worship? Is that really sacrifice? Because this sacrifice is not you know, sacrificing something that you have. This is sacrifice in terms of the Israelites and their system of sacrifice, right? So I think we have to remember that always. We have to remember that that is what God desires. It's our hearts, not our behavior, not our actions, but our hearts. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you so much for another day where we can come together and read your word and learn about you. I pray, God, that you continue to be with our families as we come toward the end of this pandemic. Yes, and I pray, Father, for you to be king over our lives. And may we obey you from the bottom of our hearts and not just our actions. We thank you, God, and in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us for another With Bible episode, everybody. See you next time. Bye-bye.